The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
You're nobody till some. Nobody loves you.
Ah, that's what we need.
You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old.
Dino Paul Crocetti, Steubenville, Ohio.
Never change.
Dina's daddy.
As sure.
King of cool.
Stars shine above. You're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
Okay, we calm down now? Is that good?
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yes, yes, dear.
So, my wife just sent me a text.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My wife just sent me a text. She says, I went to the eye doctor this morning. She goes, my appointment is next week. I said, well, clearly you need your eyes checked.
That's great.
I said,
We've all done it.
I have told her repeatedly.
Yeah.
You have this thing on your phone. Now, she has an iPhone now. I said, you have this thing on your phone. It's a calendar. Mm. You put the stuff in the calendar.
And then you don't
ever have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And she's constantly asking, what's today's date? Look at your phone. It says the date right on there with the time. This is not that hard. It's not, you know what? And she repeatedly, like, forgets to put things in her phone and forgets.
Yeah.
And then she accused me. Here's the best part. So yesterday, I had this horrific dream Sunday morning. Horrific. I was at my old house,
okay.
And I was standing outside with my brother-in-law, and he was holding one of his youngest kids as a baby in his arms.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we both see a plane from Newark Airport, because I'm not that far from Newark.
Yeah.
We see this plane go up in the air, and a person falls out of the plane and lands in between my house and the neighbor's house.
Hmm.
So now, my brother-in-law, immediately, he leaves. I'm out of here. He jumps in his car, takes off.
And this is the brother-in-law you like?
This is a dream.
Yeah.
If you're listening on the radio, it's Al and Joe and Al and Debbie. This is a dream, because people are going to go,
someone fell out of a plane. Oh, my God.
I call the police, and I tell them, a person just fell out of a plane. They didn't believe me. I said, you need to come over here. There's a body in between the two houses. They won't come over. No, sir, you come to the precinct. Why do I have to come to the precinct? There's a dead body. They wouldn't believe me. I was mortified. I woke up like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. So now, an hour later, my wife and I go to breakfast.
Problems.
But, my wife and I go to breakfast. I park the car. We go walk across the street. Car's coming, but me, the typical New Yorker, I just, you know, run across. And I look at my wife and I go, come on, you got to be aggressive. You got to be aggressive. She goes, you know that I sometimes fall. And now I'm ready to laugh, right? And then I go, yeah, I know, but you got to be aggressive. She goes, what would have happened if I would have tripped and the car would have hit me? And I paused too long, and I went, well, you know, you want to see? I said, you'd always get that house you wanted. What do you want me to tell you? She goes, you wanted to see
That's
me dead.
Great.
No, I said, not at all. I said, but you would finally have gotten that house.
Joe can't wait to get married. This is good.
Won't be for a while, I don't think.
So now the whole time we're at the supermarket with this, she's going, you're just plotting to get me killed. I said, you better watch yourself. You never know. We're in the parking lot here at ShopRite. Oh, geez, honey, are you okay?
Come on.
We're going to call an ambulance. It's not out. Just a scratch. Don't worry about it. She's bleeding. No, it's all right. Don't worry.
When you're shopping in those aisles and those people come in those little carts, and I understand.
What,
God
the motorized
forbid, if you've got,
you're talking about?
Yeah, and
the
believe me. Listen, we're all going to be there.
No, beep.
But yeah, it's like, you know, I mean, do they know how much space they take up? I'm just trying to...
Well, what do you do if the battery dies?
No, hold on. Well, I've seen that happen,
oh,
too.
I know people that's happened, too.
A battery out in aisle eight. Blocking away the chips. Tip aisle. No, but seriously, they have to shop. They want to shop. There's a guy. We used to see a guy at a different shop, right? We used to go to. God bless this guy.
Yeah.
He was in a wheelchair, right? He's got no legs, got his arms. He drives. I don't know how he drives.
God bless
with
him.
The wheelchair. Yeah. He's pushing the cart, wheeling down the deck. And you got to see this guy. He's got a little, like a hook kind of thing. Bang, bang, bang. He's throwing groceries in the cart. Unbelievable.
Yeah. You gotta appreciate it. But again, we're feeling for folks if you can't get around. But sure.
Yeah, but we don't want you shopping when we're shopping because we want you to get out of the way.
It's even worse.
Cripple, get out of my way. Get out of my way.
No, I have things to buy. Yes, it's not that. I am a bonsai shopper. I know what I'm getting. I know where I'm going.
Yes, I need to get it. Get out of aisle seven, cripple. Get out. I'll be done in a moment.
No, that's terrible.
Well, that's what you're saying. They're blocking the way.
I'm just saying, you might want to move to the side. Move to the side. Put your flashers
on. Put your blinker on.
Move to the side.
My goodness.
That's all I'm asking, you know?
Follow the rules of the road.
And this is the worst. They're talking about the road, right? Now, they're talking about congestion pricing. Now, they've passed the law. They're going to lower the speed limit in the city. Listen to this one.
Yeah, so that.
The speed limit is already 25 miles an hour. They're going to drop it down another 5 to 20 miles an hour, which means if you go over 31 miles an hour and you get hit with the speed camera, you're going to get a ticket, right?
So on
top of that, you've got congestion pricing. They just put out a new poll. Over 60% of New Yorkers are opposed to congestion pricing. And it's from all whites, blacks, Latinos, Democrats, Republicans, doesn't matter who you are. Yep. They are against it completely, right? So the other part of it is distracted driving, right? Everybody's got their phones. They're doing this. We're coming home from ShopRite yesterday. We got rerouted off of one street. We're going to this woman's driving a Tesla. Now, she's confused, obviously, because she doesn't know where she's going. Now, what would you do if you're confused? Would you pull your car over to the side of the road? Let me get my bearings. I'll pull out my phone or check or whatever. They say. No. She stops in the middle of the road, and she's texting with me behind her. And I'm going, are you kidding me? She says, stops. So now I pull to the right to go around her. She's still like, she thinks she's going, she's not going. I finally leaned on the horn, the phone went flying. I'm like, you need to pull the car over. You're in the middle of the road.
My brain
almost blew up. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yelling at people arbitrarily. I love it. You know, I don't know what it is.
Would you stop in the middle of the road? Would you stop?
Me driving all around Manhattan
yesterday. Wayne Cabot accuses me of trying to run him off the road on the Pulaski Skyway on the way home. I said, I'm sorry. I got a left foot.
Wayne thought I went after him with my SUV in the neighborhood, too. I tell you.
They're all trying to get him.
Oh, my God. No. But I got to tell you, it's like, for some reason, when I tell you the mojo of New York, it's people don't know. Now, people are if people in Jersey can't drive in New York and vice versa, the New York drivers have no idea what they're doing. So they go, if I see one more driver going 35 miles an hour in the left lane, I swear to goodness gracious, it drives me nuts. But then you get to New York, with the lights, it's so mismanaged. And I go back to what I said earlier. They hire these people that have no idea, that don't live in the city, that don't drive. They have no idea, and they just take, something that worked in Indiana. Oh, it'll work in New York. No, it won't. It's completely opposite. The lights are so mismanaged. The one with the left light that I always rail about. Oh, wait till the green is right. You're holding up traffic. There's restaurants in the middle of the block. Get rid of the restaurants in the middle of the block.
To your point about the lights, I don't know if this is so much an issue in Manhattan, but I remember when I was going to college on Long Island, I would drive around locally, and I remember the stoplights were very hard to see because the way they're set up, they're almost like over your car, like above your car.
High, so you have to track the truck.
Bring your neck back to try and see.
I think in Long Island, in the area he's talking about in Long Island, it's because there's a lot of tractor trailers, so they need to be higher so that the trucks don't hit him.
Good.
In New York, it's a timing issue. It's definitely a timing issue where the light should be green for a certain period of time as far, you know, I would say 10 blocks straight. So this way you can keep moving that traffic along.
That's right.
They don't do that. Now, listen, I understand slowing down and not getting the speed ticket. I'm okay with that. But the problem is that lowering the speed limit again is not going to prevent the people who are already speeding. They don't care. The other problem is the electric bikes and bicyclists.
Yep.
They don't obey the rules of the road. They race and zip around your car, and you're expected to have nine eyes all over the place looking in every direction.
But I want my Uber Eats in 20 minutes, you know?
Well, listen, on the people. Cripple, get out of the way.
It's
Uber
not,
Eats.
Stop with that.
I have to deliver my maple syrup that I don't have.
People, it's so funny. I see a lot of people with Teslas, too. They go so slow.
Right.
It's like so slow in the middle of the street. I was trying to get from uptown, you know, over to, you know, on the upper east side over there last night. The guy was like, and they hogged every lane, and they're going 20 miles an hour. That's got to stop. That's, police with that in New York. But, please, that's the least of the problems that we have in New York. Right now, Jewish students can't even go to school.
Right.
Columbia University is now having virtual classes because they don't have the guts to shut down the people who are sticking up for Hamas. And this is like the city. You got to just, I'm telling you, I don't know how to do it, but this is, you always ask about solutions and I have solutions. You've got to somehow. You've got to go and you've got to get people who vote against who the regular people that put these people in all the DAs and the attorney generals and everything and the mayor, whoever's putting these people in. It's such a small sliver of the population. How do you ignite and embolden people who can make a change? Because people will not vote. They've given up on New York. They have given up on New York. How do you bring that back? Because when Curtis Sliwa was running for mayor, I said, you know, and people laugh at Curtis. Curtis knew he had a solution to every single problem. He really did. He knows the streets of New York better than Frankie Marano. He knows the streets, but every single street and nuance in New York. That's the guy. You need somebody like that. Oh, he's a guardian angel. You can't do it. Look where we are now. Look at the disaster where we are.
If the migrants continue to come into this city in mass without any stopping it, if those things continue down, crime, you know, again, they're saying murders are down. Okay, this is certain things are down. Yeah, but other things are up and people don't feel safe. It's the perception of feeling safe. That's the problem. If those things are not corrected by the end of this year, and the mayor is already saying there's going to be two more classes of cops going in, I don't know who would want to be an NYPD police officer at this point. It's a thankless job. You don't make a lot of money, and you're constantly on the defensive, and you're being yelled at by every single group in the country. But if those things don't improve, right, by the end of this year, he is almost certain to get primaried by a number of people, and I think the Republicans have a strong shot of winning the race next year. He needs to really watch himself. He's got to get this perception of crime out of people's minds, and they have to stop the migrants from coming in. They have
Listen, we got a big hour now. We're breaking a little way. I want to make room for Lara Trump because she has solutions to the election problem. That's the one thing that I worry about. And also, this hour, Congressman Jeff Van Drew is going to join us. And Debbie Duhaime is out there. Look, I tell you, and the flow of traffic. You know, when we were in Rome, Deb, when we were in Rome, remember, were you in the bus with us where the bus got caught and there was a traffic jam and it was right outside the embassy, the American embassy. And it was just, remember what happened? The bus driver stopped his bus. The guy on the other side got out of his bus and directed the traffic. The bus driver in Rome said, you go here, you go there, and everything started moving. We got to just let people do what they do in New York. There's too many rules. Do it like in Italy. You do what the heck you want, and then we get around. Remember that? That was hysterical. Yeah, the guy got out of his bus. You go here, there, bam, 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 got back in his bus. He drove away. It was great.
Oh,
it was great.
Hysterical. That was perfect. It worked, too.
Oh, and if you're in traffic, we're feeling for you. Debbie's got you covered. 19 after 8 on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. We're seeing traffic right now at the inbound George Washington Bridge. You're waiting about 40 minutes into town. The inbound Lincoln, that's 30. Holland, about 25. Watch for delays on the LIE, the service road westbound by Grand Avenue. It's a crash being clear, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. LIE eastbound at Deer Park Avenue, the right lane is blocked. It's all due to an earlier accident involving a couple of tractor trailers, and it looks like the guardrail was affected by the Welcome Center. Center, so they're working over there. Watch for delays on 80 eastbound local lanes, exit 47A in Parsippany, a collision, some police department activity. 1 and 9 South still closed at East Jersey Ave and Elizabeth. Accident investigation, Garden State Parkway South, the ramp at 130, a crash. 18 North at Albany Street in New Brunswick, a crash. Southbound 18 at George Street in New Brunswick, another collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, any size, and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Dennis Prager isn't sure how people vote Democrat.
Has the left given us a non-binary term for mother? My parent, I guess that's it. They're against mother and father. I have read that to you on a number of occasions. And people still vote Democrat. The tragedy is that if the country is destroyed from within, a vast number of good people are going to be hurt.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Spring into savings during Invite Health's Buy 2, Get 40% Off sales event. The sale is on now. Buy two bottles of any Invite Health product and receive 40% off retail. That's buy two bottles, get 40% off retail. Call us now to get your spring savings today. The number for Invite is 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Introducing our brand new gummy supplements. Gelatin-free, no artificial colors or flavors, just pure goodness from nature. Try our new fiber gummy for digestion and regularity. Make your skin, hair, and joints happy with our new collagen gummy. Don't forget to order the probiotic gummy for a healthy gut. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy two, get 40% off sales event. Call us now at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, Joe on the radio, and Lara Trump's going to join us momentarily. Let me tell you about Relief Factor, if I may, because I love you, and I want you out of pain. And I think you can get out of pain. And I love telling you, I like, you know, pragmatic, my favorite word. Just a way that we think we can get you out of pain with the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. If you call 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. And I tell you, over a million people have tried the Relief Factor quick start kit, and nearly 70% go on to order it again. So that'll tell you something. I've been out of pain ever since with Relief Factor. And in 5 days, boom, out of pain. You see the commercials sometimes on TV. Remember the ones we did and Larry Elder and I did, another gentleman saying, you know, the pain just goes away. That happens to hundreds of thousands of people. We want you out of pain. You hear me telling you about Relief Factor every morning? Let this be the morning that you get the 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor. Still only $19.95. By the way, nothing to lose because you have a feel better or your money back guarantee. Let's get you out of pain. 800, the number 4, the word relief. Or again, please, relieffactor.com.
The Arthur Ardala Power Hour. Coming up tonight at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 824 on AM 970. The Answer. A lot going on today. Goodness gracious, I don't even know where to start on a lot of these things. It has been so frustrating. And I do get fired up, and I don't mean to get, I almost feel like I got to apologize when I come on the radio and get so fired up, because so much unfolds over the weekend. So much is wrong. You and I, and I speak to you kind enough to listen, we have solutions to everything. We have the solution. And if you're doing 4 hours on the radio every morning, 4 hours, and that's what we do, by the end of that 4 hours, if you do not have solutions, you shouldn't be on the radio. And you could rant like I did this morning. You can rant, but I'm ranting, and then I'm telling you how to stop it. And we have all the solutions up to all the problems with all the great guests that we have. So forgive me if I get too fired up, but I love you so. And when I'm at the church and I'm holding the collection basket and the lady's asking for change because she wants to put some money in, she has no money. She's got a $10 bill. She wants, can I get change back? And I just froze and I just stayed in there at this glorious church. And I said, yeah, we could get you change back, you know? And she puts the $10 in. She takes $5 out. She took change for herself. And absolutely she deserved it. She didn't have to give anything, and she did. And then to meet this gentleman, John, and his wife, they saying they listen to us every morning. Good people out there. So we will take the high road. Forgive me if I get too upset, but sometimes things are so disconcerting, and we will give you the solution. And an election that is coming up in November, what's going to happen with that election? We have to have all eyes, all hands on deck. And that's why we are very proud to bring to you Lara Trump this morning, co-chair of the Republican National Committee, daughter-in-law of Donald Trump, host of the Right View with Lara Trump on the Salem Podcast Network. Excuse me. Lara, welcome to the show. So awesome to have you with us. How are you this Monday morning?
I'm amazing, Joe. Thanks so much for having me. You're right. We've got a huge election coming up this November, and it's a must-win election. I think everybody understands that. So it is all hands on deck. We're working hard from the perspective of the RNC, from the Trump campaign. We are pulling out all the stops. We cannot allow anything like 2020 to ever happen again in America, and that's our number one focus.
And thank you. Yeah, I cannot tell you the solace that we feel when you talk like that, because, and again, we got to watch what you say, because they'll take the microphone away and they'll call us conspiracy theorists. But and you know, Lara, do people know that in 1960 with John Kennedy, there were shenanigans during that election? Do people really think that George W. Bush beat Al Gore? I mean, there's always going to be a problem, and they'll question it. And to a lot of people, Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. You are stepping up, Lara. You are stepping up, and you're saying, we got all eyes on every voting district, because what's scary is we could show up, and showing up isn't enough now. We've got to show up in such numbers that even if they do those shenanigans, Lara Trump, we still will win. So give us your strategy, if you would, and we can't thank you enough for being so focused on this, Lara.
Oh, well, I think it's the most important thing there is. You know, there are two main focuses from the RNC. Number one is get out the vote, which we have the best candidate in Donald J. Trump to get people inspired and get them out to vote. We obviously have to engage with low propensity voters, people who might vote one in every four election cycles. But when they vote, we'll always vote Republican. We're going to be trying to encourage those people to come out. But the other focus we have is election integrity, because as you just said, this is not the first time we have ever seen, quote unquote, shenanigans, as you put it, in presidential campaigns. Right. This stuff has been happening for decades. And the truth is, Republicans have always said, oh, well, we're going to play the game the way we play it. We're going to be, you know, above board. We're always going to do things the proper way. And the problem is, when you're doing things the right way and the other side is doing things the improper way, you've got to figure out a better solution, because we can't continue to do things the same way and think we're going to get a different outcome. It's the definition of insanity. So what we have going on at the RNC right now is something that we've never had before. We have an election integrity program that really is a huge, huge focus, and that's what a huge portion of donations are going to. For 40 years, there was a moratorium on the RNC that we could not train poll workers. You've always heard of poll watchers. These are people that stand in the polling locations. Workers are people who actually get involved and physically handle ballots. They're in the tabulation centers. They're where the mail-in ballots come in. They physically handle them. They can count the ballots coming in, Joe, the ballots going out. That gives us such an advantage. We now have had that lifted after 40 years only because the judge who implemented it passed away last year. We are training poll workers. ProtectTheVote.com if anyone wants to be part of our team. We're going to ensure that we also have legal authorities in by way of lawyers in every important voting precinct across this country. If you're an attorney and you want to volunteer your services, ProtectTheVote.com. We have to make sure that this one is too big to rig, as you said. We have to encourage our voters to get out. And the first day of early voting in your area, we want you to go vote. Because if we bank all of our votes leading into November, it will be nearly impossible for them to cheat enough to surpass us. We know that our people come out on election day in droves. So we want you to go vote early. And then we want you to take somebody from that day all the way up into election day to go vote. Take your friends, take your neighbor, take your dentist. Heck, we don't care as long as you're taking people who are voting to save this country. And so we really have a focus on this. I think the difference is that prior to 2020, we never even talked about it. Now we're talking about it. Now we're doing something about it. We're also looking out everywhere, Joe, for anyone who dares cheat. And our message to you is don't do it. If you cheat, we will catch you and we will prosecute you to the full extent of the law. It is a federal offense to cheat in a federal election. Don't do it. So we have all hands on deck. We have all boots on the ground. We want people to come join our team. We are highly, highly focused on election integrity.
We appreciate it. And your father-in-law was saying, why can't we just have one election day? What happened with that? I'm an old, yeah, by the way, you are so young, and God bless you, because you're the future, and you see it. And that really gives us solace again. It really does, that you're fighting at a young age. And then I would love to chat with you. How do you get the young people out? But to the point of voting, through the COVID nonsense that we have, oh, we got to mail this in. We're going to stuff this ballot. It's why not just have one? Can we have one national election day? If Donald Trump gets in, do you think he would instill that? Would we be able to do that as a law? One election day where you show up and absentee ballots, military, sure, absentee ballots in that regard. But this is so corrupt what's happening now, Lara.
Yeah, it's an election season now. You're exactly right. It's not just an election day. And it was once upon a time an election day. We should absolutely have one day of voting. It should be a federal holiday. Everyone should have the day off of work. And we should have paper ballots and voter ID all across this country. And to your question, yes, we can get back to a place like that. But what will it take? It'll take ensuring Donald Trump becomes the 47th president, ensuring we expand our lead in the House and we take back the Senate. It will take, you know, Congress to pass a law. And then Donald Trump, I can assure you, would sign that into law to ensure that indeed we do not have an election season anymore, because it is ripe with fraud. It gives more advantage to one side than the other. We've seen that in past elections, and it's not fair. It's not right. And that's not how this country was designed. So yes, we can get back there, but we have to get through this one. And unfortunately, we have to play the hand that we are dealt. It is not perfect right now. You see the way the Democrats are trying to roll back any sort of regulations that would restrict illegals from voting, people who shouldn't be voting in our elections, dead people from voting. We just won a huge lawsuit. I want to tell the people about this. The RNC sued the state of Pennsylvania because the Democrats tried to say, oh, when you mail in a ballot, we don't need any sort of verification as to a time frame in which that was mailed in. They were trying to take the dating off of mail-in ballots. We sued them. We won. And the good news is we can apply that as precedent across this country to every single state. So try though they might to make it easier to cheat and harder to vote for people. We are doing the opposite. We're working every day. We have 81 lawsuits out across this country in 24 states for specific reasons like that, because we are working hard to ensure that this election we're leaving nothing to chance. We're on top of it. We're working every single day. And something else we're doing that we've never done from the RNC is we're going to have a huge legal ballot harvesting operation. Anywhere in this country, you can legally ballot harvest. You better believe we're going to have teams on the ground at NASCAR races, at you know, NRA meetings, when church gets out across this country. Where our people gather, we want to go there and we want to collect your votes. And we want to do the same thing the Democrats have been doing. The only difference is, Joe, we're going to do it legally.
Yeah, amen. And God bless you and Godspeed with all of this. But before we let you go, Lara, what can we do to help? What can we individually do? Just join the school board, or show up at our voting district, a volunteer. Walk us through what we could do. How can we help Lara Trump?
And everybody can do something. That's the beauty of this process. As I said, we want you to volunteer, whether it's to be a legal ballot harvester, a poll watcher, a poll worker. We need door knockers. We need people getting out and spreading the word across this country as to how important this election is. ProtectTheVote.com, DonaldJTrump.com. You can volunteer there. Any donation obviously helps. We see the Democrats raising massive amounts of money. They have their big George Soros-type donors. Every bit of money will help us to go to advertising, to go to fighting against the Democrat machine. We know the mainstream media is their ally as well. But everybody can do something. If you feel inclined, run for a school board seat. Run for something in your local community. We need to turn this around by way of the system. The system has been working against us, but we are going to usurp it. We're going to take it over. It starts this election season. We're taking this country back, and Donald Trump will become the 47th president.
And I got to ask you, Larry, you're on fire. I love this. I love this because it's been such a tough morning. The news is so insane, and it just upsets me so. We always try to take the high road, but we got to deal straight with folks kind enough to listen. And so many people are listening now all over the country. And as we're broadcasting here on the flagship station for Salem Media, your father-in-law's attitude going into court, we know it's a fiasco. We're embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for New York, what they're putting Donald Trump through. Whether you like him, don't like him, it does, what they're putting this guy through is embarrassing to the country. And there's no explanation for it. But he is a fighter like none of us have ever seen. And his feelings now, if you could just share us quickly with us, his feelings as he goes into court this morning for another bogus fiasco.
It's so insane, as you said. No one has ever seen anything like this. It is truly a sad commentary as to where we are in our country right now. And it's a slippery slope. It might be sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows if you're a Democrat because, oh, I don't like Donald Trump. But the shoe could be on the other foot very quickly. And if we go down this path, we are no better off than the communist USSR, than China, than Venezuela, than Cuba. That is how it starts, and it gets worse from here. This is not how this country was designed, but I'll tell you something. I've never seen a fighter like Donald J. Trump. I'm honored to be part of this family. I'm honored to call myself his daughter-in-law. I'm honored to be the co-chair of the RNC. I believe that Donald Trump was made for such a time as this, Joe, because no other human would not just be standing, but would still be fighting. He will never give up. He'll never back down. This is designed to keep him off the campaign trail, to dissuade people from voting for him, for him to say, enough is enough. I can't handle this. I give up. He'll never give up. He'll never stop fighting for this country because he understands what is at stake. The truth is, the other side has nothing to offer this country. What policy can Joe Biden and the Democrats point to and say, hey, your life is better off today than it was 3.5 years ago because of us? They have nothing. All they have is to knock Donald Trump to try and keep him tied up in certain court-appointed situations throughout the next 6 months. But it will not work because people see this for what it is. They're behind him. They're supporting him. They understand that he is the only way we, the people, get our country back. And I got to tell you, he feels the love out there. So I want to say thank you on behalf of our whole family. And Donald Trump, thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the support. We feel them. We need them now more than ever. But I can guarantee you something. They are not stopping this man. This is his time. And we're about to take this country back.
Larry Trump, listen, love to Eric, and God bless you for being the supermom that you are, working through all this, taking care of your beautiful children. Larry, keep the fight. Please come back. Keep us posted. And again, thank you for all that you're doing, Larry. God bless you and Godspeed.
You got it. Thank you. Right back at you.
Take care. Larry Trump right there. Joe on the radio. Jeff Andrews going to jump on live. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
49 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are looking for suspects after a fight on a party boat in Brooklyn ended with multiple people stabbed. It happened on board the Cornucopia Majesty yacht that had just docked at the Brooklyn Armory Terminal shortly after 5 p.m. on Saturday. Police say an argument on board the ship spilled out into a brawl on the docks that sent three people to the hospital. Video from the scene shows people carrying away victims to safety as the massive fight continued. Police say two men ages 32 and 40 both stabbed in the stomach. A 28-year-old man hit over the head with a bottle. All three taken to the hospital, and they're expected to recover. Authorities in Monmouth County say bones that were found during an excavation for a house in Wall Township last month came from individuals whose deaths were not suspicious. A construction crew breaking ground on a new house discovered the remains in mid-March at a property on Narumson Road in Wall Township. An anthropologist with the state confirmed the bones came from multiple individuals and that they were of an advanced age. Neighbors in the area told media that the land may have been a burial ground. Native Americans did live in the area centuries ago. In sports, the Rangers topping the Capitals in Game 1 of their Stanley Cup playoff series 4-1. The Yankees held on for a 5-4 victory to win the rubber match in their series against the Tampa Bay Rays. The Mets blown out by the Dodgers, 10-0 in the series of finale there. They took 2 out of 3 from Los Angeles. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Expect delays right now as you take a ride over to the southbound side of the Harlem River Drive. You're really busy down through the 130s. Watch for slowdowns westbound BQE over the Kosciuszko Bridge. We're seeing delays on the Van Wyck southbound into Rockaway Boulevard. LIE eastbound heavy through the Cross Island. Westbound LIE slowing down right through Woodhaven Boulevard. Still seeing issues right now as you take a ride over to the LIE eastbound out by Deer Park Avenue with an accident. That one is off on the shoulder, and watch for slowdowns Northern State westbound getting out toward Deer Park Ave with an accident being cleared. Inbound GWB 30 minutes, Lincoln 15, Holland 15. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly this morning on 46 West at Route 80 in Denville with an accident being cleared. And we're still seeing some delays on 440 southbound right into the New Jersey Turnpike in Edison with a collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
All right, let me talk about Esko Truck and Equipment. They can help with all your equipment needs, whether it be purchase, lease, rent the right vehicle, improve your business. Esko provides a full line of link belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapac, Chicago Pneumatic, handheld power tools from Steel. And Esko Parts can stock an extensive inventory and retrieve parts quickly to minimize your downtime. If you break down in the field and need a part, Esko certified technicians will come to you on site to get you back to work quickly. Esko is there for you every step of the way with regular maintenance, inspection, service, and repair. Serving New York and New Jersey, Joe Eugenio is standing by. You take it from me, Joe P. You call Joe E, Joe Eugenio, at 718-504-2600, 718-504-2600, or go online to EscoEquipment.com. It's E-S-S-C-O Equipment.com. Esko Truck and Equipment is a DeFazio company.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable, they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Congressman Jeff Andrews is going to join us momentarily. I want to tell you about Brosnan Risk Consultants, now more than ever. Founded by Pat Brosnan, decorated, retired NYPD detective. Pat, great guy with the best team you've ever seen. And you got to be diligent in protecting the business that you work so hard to grow. You need an investigation in the business, Brosnan Risk is there for you. You want to put a Brosnan truck outside your business to keep the bad guys away? I'll tell you what, Brosnan Risk Consultants is there for you. And most importantly, you want to protect your family. Well, Brosnan Risk Consultants have been protecting their clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states, over 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Do the right thing the first time, please. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigations and security services. You can call today for an assessment, 800-590-2180, 800-590-2180, or go online to brosnanrisk.com. It's B-R-O-S-N-A-N, risk.com.
Brandon Tatum. Tonight at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, proud to bring Jeff Van Drew, the good congressman representing New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District, to the airwaves. Congressman, welcome back to the show. Oof, what a weekend. Congressman, thank you for taking the time with us this morning, sir.
What a week, what a weekend. Before I forget, though, I spoke to President Trump last night for a while.
Yeah.
And he, first of all, he's doing well. He's tough as nails. And he's going to win. And he also, I told him I was going to be on your show this morning, and he said, shout out to you from him. You're a good friend.
Yeah, how about that? All those years, Jeff has been 40-plus, maybe more years. And but walking through, before we get to the foreign aid bill, Congressman, and we just had Lara Trump on, he just lives for this, does he not? He's ready to fight this this fiasco in court this morning, right?
He's ready. It's all he knows how to do is to work hard, to fight. And, you know, that's the thing, real quickly here. I want people who are listening, whether they are Republicans or independents or Democrats, if they can do what they're doing to him, they can do it to you.
That's right.
If you don't want to vote for Donald Trump, that's your right. That's what the election is for. But they tried to impeach him. And when that didn't work, they tried to take him off the ballot. And when that doesn't work, they put together a cabal of unqualified prosecutors, attorneys general, and judges to go after him in completely unfair, ridiculous venues where they're having these. And most of all, there are no victims. There are no victims. You know, when they said with Mar-a-Lago, he borrowed money based on the value of $13 million. Joe Piscopo, I got homes in Stone Harbor and Avalon that are on the beach that are worth $25
million.
That's right. An entire resort. When is it going to stop?
It's so true. Yeah, please.
Oh, this is important.
Okay.
May 11th, for everybody listening out there, May 11th,
okay.
On the beach in Wildwood, the president promised me he was coming into New Jersey. He is. Okay. He will be there May 11th. We're going to have a huge rally. If anybody's interested, they can go through the ticket process two ways. One, they can get on the Trump Facebook, or they also can actually contact us by going Trump. At VanDrewForCongress.com.
Okay.
Trump at VanDrewForCongress.com or on his Facebook, and that'll link them right to where they need to be. We expect thousands upon thousands. It's going to be on the beach. The ocean's going to be on his back.
Oh, man. I tell you, I went down last time just to see this, because I'm a political geek, and I love you. Jeff, you've helped locally, and then you are your private business, and then you went in, and you're doing so great in Congress. And God bless you for that. And I love the way you walk us through that and then represent us in Jersey. But then I went down there to that last, remember when we saw each other down there? It was like, it's just a whole, I don't want to use the word spectacle, but it was like a rock concert. It was a rock concert down there in Wildwood, man. And you brought it home, my friend. You brought it home. So May 11th it is, and Trump at VanDrewForCongress.com. Hey, Jeff, if we can, sir. So walk us through, because a lot of us say, listen, we don't disagree with you voting against this aid package because you don't know where it goes. Was there something, if I may, from Marjorie Taylor Greene that she proposed to Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, to say, all right, look, if you want to do it, try to do it our way, and Mike Johnson went ahead and did it anyway? We're confused on what happened because we understand and appreciate it because I just paid my taxes. Congressman, it's more expensive than ever to live in this country, and we want our taxes to go here, to the homeland. So walk us through why you voted no on this foreign aid bill, sir, please.
I'm with you, Joe, about the taxes. Taxes, fees, utility rates. Look at your electric bill. I mean, people's incomes just aren't keeping up with the rate of all this stuff going up, and we're $34 trillion in debt. But here's the deal. Let's really focus on Ukraine. I love the Ukrainian people. They're good people. The country does have some corruption. There's no doubt about it. But still, the people, I feel bad what they're going through, and it's because of this president, because he was weak at the very beginning. But if you're going to do this, let's get some accountability. So what Marjorie was talking about was an open amendment process, which is what I really rallied for as well, which meant that you could put up amendments. People should vote them up and down. Yeah, it may take some hours to do it, but let's work hard. That's what people pay us for and get it done. I'll give you an example of the amendments that never saw the light of day. Five of them are mine. One of them would have assured that before we give more money, that Europe gives their fair share, an equivalent amount of money in aggregate from these countries. Poland has, many other countries have not. Secondly, the amendment would have assured that I wanted that if you are going to spend this money, do not spend it on their government salaries, on their bureaucracy, on their wage increases. That one was shot down. There's money going in the form of a loan, but the loan could be rescinded directly to Ukraine for that. The third thing I asked for, which nobody should be against either, is that there be a full blast audit of where the money has gone so far, over $100 billion. The next thing I asked for, Joe Piscopo, is that we would assure that we had the bill in there, not separate. We did it separate. It's not going to go anywhere. Part of the package to close and take care of our borders. We're taking care of Ukrainians' borders, but we're not taking care of our own borders. And finally, that we see what the path to victory is. Now, President Biden says the path to victory is, and he said this, his words, no matter how much money it takes, no matter how long it takes. I refuse to accept that premise. That's wrong. We need an actual pathway to victory. We need to know what's going on. Those are the types of things that Marjorie, myself, and others were talking about.
Well, Congressman, you're making all the sense of the world. How do we do this, Congressman Jeff Andrew? How do you go in and bring a Marjorie Taylor Greene and Mike Johnson? How do we keep it under the radar, out of the public eye? Because I don't, when Marjorie gets up there and there's a press conference, what we love about you, you're a Jersey guy. You're a Jersey down home guy who loves this state heart and soul like I do, my friend. And we love that about you. But to stay, how do you bring your measured approach to the House of Representatives so it's not a public spectacle? Because that only, I believe, hurts the party, Congressman, you know?
You are exactly right. President Trump thinks the same thing. He doesn't agree with the Ukrainian thing. He hasn't. Look, whether it was the appropriations bills, whether it's the Ukrainian issue, and what broke my heart, and we'll go into it maybe some other time, because I know your time is limited, FISA. To allow spying on American citizens, we could have protected our country and not done this. How do we do this? What we do is make sure that we hash it out in caucus like a family. I'm about one thing right now, Joe Piscopo, and that is that we win. That's all I'm about. Yeah. We need to win a more robust majority in the House. We need to win a majority in the Senate. We need to put Joe, we need to put President Trump in the presidency, and then we can really do some stuff. We can't have a sideshow now. We can't argue with each other. Am I disappointed in stuff? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the one thing I don't want to do is lose the majority.
Yeah, Jeff Andrew, thank you for your service. It's Trump at VanDrewForCongress.com. Trump at VanDrewForCongress.com. Godspeed, Congressman. We'll talk soon, and we'll see you sooner. But you know what, Jeff? Thank you for your fight, my brother. You're a good man, and we love having you on the show, and always an honor to have you with us, my friend.
Joe, it's an honor to be on the show. All the things you've done throughout your life, bringing us fun and humor in the early days to fighting for New Jersey, fighting for our country. I'm very proud to consider you a friend, and you better be there in Wild.
locked and loaded. Got it down. Thank you, Congressman. Thank you so much. God bless, Jeff. Take care, and thank you, sir. Thank you. Hey, Congressman Jeff Andrew, it's at Trump at VanDrewForCongress.com. Get the tickets for Wild. We'll be jumping that day, boy. Hey, 8:52, right, Deb? That's going to be wild. That's really be wild, Wildwood down there. How are we doing traffic-wise in New York, Debbie? How are we doing this morning?
Well, with the Trump trial getting underway, we are seeing some extra volume here on Center Street at Chambers Street downtown. Also, a lot of volume, Joe, on the FDR Drive north getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Southbound FDR Drive slowing down right through the 70s. We're still seeing delays inbound George Washington Bridge of about 30 minutes. Lincoln 15, Holland about 10. Delays on the Cross County West right by the Bronx River Parkway and Yonkers. And we're still seeing slowdowns on 440 south by the New Jersey Turnpike and Edison with a collision. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area. Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Let me tell you about Connors and Sullivan this week, okay? This week on the 24th. This is, I'm talking about Wednesday. You could see Mike himself, Mike Connors himself. Yes, Mike Connors himself. He goes out, he does two appearances a day, all week long. I don't know how he does it. God bless him, you know? And it's free, free. So, it, like on the 24th, this Wednesday, Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue in Masbeth, Queens, 3 p.m., 7 p.m. How about Don Roberto's? Now again, I'll be at Don Roberto's on Wednesday night with Sergeant Joe Imperatrice and with my good friends there supporting Blue Lives Matter, supporting Gianna and Chaz Palminteri's foundation that helps children. But Mike Connors will be at Don Roberto's, Forest Avenue, Staten Island, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., and that is on Thursday, this Thursday, okay? How about the 26th, Friday, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday, next Monday, April 29th, the Greenhouse Cafe, Brooklyn, 3rd Avenue, right there, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., two shows. He's doing two shows. It's seminar. Hey, Tuesday, April 30th, Buckley's Restaurant, Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Here's the number for Connors and Sullivan. If you'd like a free seminar in person with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, or ConnorsandSullivan.com. Today's weather report is sponsored by FazTech Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. FazTech specializes in the removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt in all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey, and now serving Westchester County. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600. We love Joe C. Hey, there's Jeffrey. He's at the Weather Answer Desk. How we doing, Jeff Nordine? How we doing weather-wise today, my friend?
We're doing better, but it's still on the cooler side when we look at the average high of 64. We're going to get to 61, and it's going to be a sunny, beautiful day. Dip down to 45 with a clear sky, and then more sunshine tomorrow, a bit milder, hitting that high of 64.
All right, well done, Jeff. Thank you so much. Joe Piscopo on the radio. What a morning. Mamma mia. Joe DeGeneva right at the top of the hour. You don't want to miss Joe. Talking about the trial, this Trump trial going on as we speak. Councilwoman Ina Vernikoff as well, Minority Whip of the New York City Council, representing the 48th District, Columbia University. I mean, Jewish students have their lives at risk right now. They're doing virtual classes there, telling people to go home if you're Jewish. It's 2024 in the United States of America. You don't want to miss Ina Vernikoff. And also, hey, you know, we're going to take a little bit of a break. And I know Julia Carano is Miss New Jersey Teen USA. She's going to a very pleasant, uplifting story. And Lord knows we need that now more than ever. Joe Piscopo on the radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
49 degrees and 8:59. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. Movie theaters across New York State could soon start selling alcohol. Cinemas will have to apply for a license to sell liquor as part of the state's $237 billion budget deal. Lawmakers don't want moviegoers getting hammered, so customers would be limited to buying one drink for each transaction. New York Assemblyman Daniel O'Donnell from Manhattan championed the measure, telling moviegoers to get ready to enjoy a cocktail and the next time they're at the theater. The budget also allows restaurants and bars to offer to-go cocktails, which first started during COVID-19, for another 5 years. Lawmakers are considering a proposal to establish a stand-your-ground law in New Jersey. The bill would expand the use of force when acting in self-defense. Stand-your-ground laws became controversial more than a decade ago when George Zimmerman, in a case out of Florida that made national headlines, used it as a defense in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. The Republican-backed proposal expected to fail in the Democratic-controlled legislature. Street vendors calling on New York City for more permits as the NYPD cracks down on illegal sellers. The Street Vendor Project renewed its calls for the city to lift its cap on vending licenses after a week of intense crackdowns. Group also wants the city to repeal criminal liability and create more legal vending locations. Roughly 9,000 people waiting for mobile food permits. Another 10,000 are waiting for general vending licenses, which have been capped at just over 850 since 1979. You now know what's going on. Al Gattullo, AM.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.